Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And many of us want to get up there and get everybody to love us. You know what? You need to be like David. You need to say, what's the cause? I don't deserve this. Just go back to doing what God told you to do. He turned from him and began to speak unto another and says, what shall be done unto the man who will go out and kill this uncircumcised Philistine? And notice it says in verse 31, and when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. If David hadn't have turned from his brother Eliab and gone back to saying what was on his heart and what God put in his heart, those words wouldn't have been repeated, and he wouldn't have been called, and he wouldn't have had the opportunity to fight Goliath. If he would have stopped and started talking to Eliab, he would have missed this great opportunity. And there's a lot of us that because somebody has criticized us and we now aren't preaching and speaking the word any boldly anymore because it offended somebody and somebody thought that you were saying that you're better than everybody else or whatever. You're over here trying to win a popularity contest and you're up in the stands and you lose the race. Well, that's some good information right there. I'm preaching better than you're listening. I guarantee you this is happening to a lot of people sitting right in this room. That God has spoken to you. You know some things, but you've compromised. You haven't spoken it out. You haven't been bold because you got criticized. Somebody came against you. You know, I've lost basically every family member of mine has at one time or another rejected me, and God's worked it out and they've come back around and we've become friends and I have good relationships now with my family. But I went through hard times. I've been in places where Jamie and I'd go and sit down at a full gospel businessman's meeting and the tables would be packed out and we'd sit down and everybody would leave. And we'd be there totally by ourselves. I've been ostracized, we've been kidnapped, been threatened to be killed, we've been rejected, we've had a lot of things happen, but you know what, there's a lot of people that love us, there's a lot of good things. You just can't focus on the negative, you got to keep doing what God tells you to do. That's good stuff. And so they brought him before Saul, and in verse 32 it says, David said to Saul, let no man's heart faint because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine. Boy, what a bold statement for David, the runt, to be speaking to the tallest man in the nation, the king, and the king is afraid. All of the other people are afraid. And here's this little boy saying, don't let anybody be afraid. I'll take care of this. I'll handle it for you, king. Don't feel bad. I'll go out and fight your battles for you. Isn't that awesome? Every one of us have this potential. Every one of you have the potential with the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost on you that, man, you ought to be the one that if somebody says, well, don't give me this territory, you know, traveling salesman or something, don't give me this territory because it's hard. It's hard to sell. You ought to be the one to stand up and says, give it to me. I'll take it. I'll make it work. You give me the bad territory. I'll make it work. Make it hard. Man, that's powerful. That's like the person who was a shoe salesman and went out to sell shoes and found out that nobody in this village wore shoes. They were all barefoot. And he came back complaining, I can't sell any shoes. These people all go barefoot there. The next person says, oh man, give me that territory. What a great opportunity for a shoe salesman. Nobody wears shoes. Man, everybody there is a potential customer. Amen. It just depends on how you look at things. Man, you are blessed. So David says, don't let anybody's heart fail. And in verse 33, Saul said unto David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. His brother had criticized him. Now, here's the king, a position of authority, criticizing him and saying, you can't do this. It won't work. Did you know David had a number of opportunities to take the opinion of somebody else more than the opinion of God? And I guarantee you, brothers and sisters, today there are so many voices in the church, in the secular media, just in the world, in your family, There are so many voices telling you that, man, don't get this attitude. Don't go out there and believe that you're going to prosper. Don't go out and think that you are going to become the number one salesman, that you're going to be promoted. Don't go out there and think that your grass is going to be green while everybody else's has died. Don't think that your trees are going to live and blossom and bloom. Don't go out and believe this stuff. Man, there's a million voices telling you not to do it. And yet David just kept on persisting and believing. And because of it, he saw the victory. And so here's what David said in verse 32. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him with his bare hands. Here's this teenage boy fighting a lion with his bare hands, grabbed him by his beard and killed him. You know, I don't know if I can get this across to you, but if you have never had the Holy Spirit rise up on the inside of you and give you this might, this attitude, some of you, you can't relate to this. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you can do anything. David had this attitude that, man, he wasn't fearful for his life. All he saw was that there was something coming against a sheep that he was sent to guard and protect. And this Holy Spirit, the Spirit of might, came upon him, and he went out and killed a lion with his bare hands. I tell you what, when the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost is on you, David went on to say in one of the Psalms, I have run through a troop. I have leapt over a wall. I have run through a troop. David can do anything. Man, when you are under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you have superhuman, supernatural ability and power. And brothers and sisters, this isn't reserved for just a few people. This is for every born-again person. Every one of us are now kings and priests before the Lord. What David had no glory in comparison to what you and I have today. Every one of us should be having this attitude, at least that David had. Boy, this is powerful. And so in verse 36, it says, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. David made it clear that it was his faith in the Lord and his drawing upon the anointing that was upon him that caused this to happen. He knew it. And boy, here is a great truth. This is one of the greatest lessons to learn out of this whole thing. David was criticized. People were saying, you can't do it. And you know how he was able to overcome other people's criticism? Because he had already proven God faithful in what was relatively a small thing. When he was on the backside of the desert watching just a few sheep, when nobody would have criticized David, his dad didn't want him to risk his life to go out and fight this lion with his bare hands. They wouldn't have criticized him, and yet David took that job so personally. He took his responsibility that he went out and put his life on the line when there was nobody in the grandstands. Nobody was watching. Nobody paid attention. It's what he did when nobody was looking in those small things gave him the confidence and the boldness to go out and fight Goliath. There's a lot of people that are saving up for Goliath. They're waiting until cancer comes. And boy, they're going to believe God and they're going to overcome cancer. But you know what? When you have a toothache, when you have pain, when you have a cold, just go take a pill and get it over with. Why go through this fight? And then they wonder, I know it's God's will to heal. How come I'm not overcoming cancer? You've never exercised yourself. You haven't stood against a headache. You hadn't stood against the flu. You haven't ever believed God for anything. You always took the easy way out. It's like lifting weights. You never have lifted 5 pounds, but you're going to wait until you could lift 250 pounds, and then you're going to overcome it. We don't trust God in the small things. You've never had a victory over a headache, and now you're all of a sudden going to believe God for a healing of cancer. And that's the reason we get talked out of it. But if you would start proving God in the small things, I guarantee you, I've seen God do great, great miracles, but it started with me standing and believing over the flu. and learning how to walk in health and to do things. There's some people that won't trust God for something minor. They just go use a credit card, take out a loan, and then they're going to trust God and believe for a house or for some major debt to be paid. And you've never trusted God in your finances. You don't pay your tithes. You don't trust God. You don't discipline yourself. And yet you're going to believe for these big things. The reason David was able to kill Goliath when the stands were full and hundreds of thousands of people were watching, the reason he was able to be victorious is because he'd been faithful in the small things. And there God made him ruler over much. If you want to really see the power of God, start trusting God. Start trusting God in your work. Start believing that you're blessed. Start believing that whatever you set your hand unto is going to prosper. Start believing God over your yard and speak over your trees and over your grass. And start believing the covenant. Start speaking that, man, you won't be barren. If you haven't been able to have kids, start standing on the word. If you've had miscarriages, start standing on the word that says none will cast their young. And start speaking the word of God over you. Start taking these things and applying it in every area of your life. And if you win in these smaller areas, then when something big comes up, you'll be able to withstand the criticism of your brother and of the king and of the people in authority and everything else because you've already proven God faithful. But there's so many people that they live their life carnally and don't prove God faithful. And then they come up against something big and all of a sudden now they're going to muster all of their faith and they're going to begin to believe God. You're going to die. Not because God wants you to die, not because you don't have the power and the anointing of God, but you've never developed it, you've never walked in it. You better run and get somebody else to help you because you aren't going to get it done on your own. Boy, those are powerful truths.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
Once again, I'd like to encourage you to take advantage of what we call the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. This is actually my footnotes on over 9,000 verses in the Bible. It's in a Bible program. You get three versions of the Bible with that. You get four Bible dictionaries and commentaries, and mine is one of them. And the reason we call it a living commentary is because as I write footnotes every month, there are updates available. We have a sample of this on our website, so I'd like to direct you to that. You could actually check it out and see, and you could sign up right online. But check out the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. I think it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you.